Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In entertainment today, we visit the largest art event in the Arab world, the Sharjah Art Biennale in the United Arab Emirates. A biennale is an event that happens every 2 years. Artists from all over the world have come to the Emirates to create new work, especially for this event. And the theme this year is a big, important issue, the environment. The Sharjah Art Biennale is focusing on how art can create a better understanding of our relationship with nature and on the challenges the world is facing due to excessive urban development and pollution. Now, the United Arab Emirates is one of the most rapidly developing man-made environments on the planet. Think of the gleaming rows of newly built hotels and skyscrapers in the city of Dubai, for example. So how does an art event with an ecological theme fit in? BBC reporter Tim Marlowe went to investigate. He describes a piece of work which certainly makes you think about the pollution from car exhausts. As you listen, try to imagine what the artwork looks like.
It sounds, I'm sure, as if I'm standing in a car park. But in fact, this is an artwork. It's by the German-born, London-based artist Gustav Metzger. And it was a proposal called Stockholm, June 1972. And it was never realised until now. And it involves 120 cars, each with their exhaust pipes, hosed up into a central construction, which is right in front of me, which is covered in polythene, and all the pollution, all the exhaust fumes are mingling inside. I can see a certain amount of condensation. I can see a certain amount of darkness. And this, I suppose, is the emblematic piece for the 8th Sharjah Biennale, whose themes, you'll be amazed to discover, are ecology and the politics of change.
Can you picture the piece in your mind? There are 120 cars, each with their exhaust pipes hosed up, joined together by hoses or pipes, into a central construction, and all the pollution, all the exhaust fumes, are mingling or mixing as they collect inside. Tim calls it the emblematic piece for the exhibition. It's symbolic. It suggests the themes of the whole exhibition. Listen again and try to catch the two compound words Tim uses to describe the artist who created the piece.
It sounds, I'm sure, as if I'm standing in a car park. But in fact, this is an artwork. It's by the German-born, London-based artist Gustav Metzger. And it was a proposal called Stockholm, June 1972. And it was never realised until now. And it involves 120 cars, each with their exhaust pipes, hosed up into a central construction, which is right in front of me, which is covered in polythene, and all the pollution, all the exhaust fumes are mingling inside. I can see a certain amount of condensation. I can see a certain amount of darkness. And this, I suppose, is the emblematic piece for the 8th Sharjah Biennale, whose themes, you'll be amazed to discover, are ecology and the politics of change.
Tim describes Gustav Metzger as a German-born, London-based artist. Next, Tim met the director of the Sharjah Biennale and asked him why he thinks artists are willing to create work on themes like the environment and the politics of change. As you listen, try to catch the adjective we hear to describe the crucially important issues facing societies and the world in general.
Artists are intellectuals and they have their role in society. Their role is to be at the forefront of the pressing issues of their societies that they live in, all the world in general. And they have to kind of participate or, in this situation, initiate the discussion.
Did you catch it? We heard that the role or work of artists is to be at the forefront, the very front, of the pressing issues of the societies in which they live. They should initiate, begin discussion. Now, here's a list of the language we focused on in the programme today. Biennale, the Sharjah Art Biennale. Hosed up. Mingling. Emblematic. German born. London based. Pressing issues. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.